New York federal judge Lewis Kaplan is basically toying around with Donald Trump and his lawyer Alina Habba like wounded rats as they try to avoid having to post an $83.3 million bond based on the verdict that was entered against Donald Trump in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. Trump needs to post that $83.3 million bond on or before March 7th, or else E. Jean Carroll and Carroll's lawyers can immediately enforce the judgment, can go right into Donald Trump's bank accounts and snatch that money. It'll be a little bit more procedurally complicated than that, but essentially that's what they can start doing, collection activities on that date. I know Alina Habba has previously claimed that Donald Trump obviously has the $83.3 million, and he's so wealthy that he's, of course, going to post a bond. But now we've seen in both the E. Jean Carroll case, as well as the New York Attorney General civil fraud case, Trump is trying to do everything possible to avoid having to post bonds. Let me show you this order that Judge Lewis Kaplan just made. Let me explain to you then why I know that Judge Kaplan's kind of toying with Donald Trump right here. So here's the order that was just issued by Judge Lewis Kaplan. It was issued on Sunday. It says, 25 days after the jury verdict in this case, and only shortly before the expiration of Rule 62's automatic stay of enforcement of the judgment, referring to the $83.3 million verdict, Mr. Trump has moved for a, quote, administrative stay of enforcement pending the filing and disposition of any post-trial motion that he may file. He seeks that relief without posting any security. The court declines to grant any stay, much less an unsecured stay, without first having afforded plaintiff a meaningful opportunity to be heard. Plaintiff, E. Jean Carroll, shall file any response to defendant's motion no later than 5 p.m. on February 29th, 2024. Any reply shall be filed no later than 5 p.m. on March 2nd, 2024. So March 2nd is upcoming Saturday. The 29th is the Thursday. And when you look at what Judge Lewis Kaplan here is saying and the language that he uses, I would find it very, very hard to believe that Judge Kaplan's going to grant Donald Trump any administrative stay at all. Because here's what Judge Kaplan says. The court declines to grant any stay, much less an unsecured stay. You know, much less, like, what are you even filing? But let me ask E. Jean Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, what they think about this position and posture. And, you know, and then we'll give you an opportunity to file your reply. We'll do a briefing schedule. And by the way, what's lurking in the background here, and this is why I say the judge is toying with Donald Trump, by March 7th, Donald Trump's going to have to either post the bond or that money can be snatched up by E. Jean Carroll. So this judge is going to set those deadlines right up until March 7th. So instead of you posting the bond and working there, Trump, you're going to try to put all of your chips right here. And ultimately, if Trump thinks that this judge who he's attacked, and this is a no-nonsense law and order judge, is going to afford Donald Trump leniency, I think Trump is in for a rude awakening. And look, what Judge Lewis Kaplan is inviting Roberta Kaplan, no relation, who's E. Jean Carroll's lawyer, to basically say, and I could pretty much predict the motion that E. Jean Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, is going to file, what she's going to say is, look, in the intervening period, Donald Trump also just got hit with a $355 million verdict in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. When you add pre-judgment and now post-judgment interest at 9% compounding there, Trump owes in excess of like $460 million there. Then you add on top of that the $83.3 million here in the E. Jean Carroll case. You're talking about well over $500 million. And so, Judge, if you don't allow us to enforce this judgment, We may not be able to get this money. That's why there's this urgency. Donald Trump is in a dire financial situation. If you grant the stay, he may be able to avoid having to pay this judgment out. And Judge Lewis Kaplan knows that. I'm not worried that Judge Lewis Kaplan is going to grant Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt at all here, or even a benefit that no one deserves in a situation like this. The whole point is you have a 30-day period in which to post a bond. That's what they're referring to here in this order as this automatic stay pursuant to Rule 62 of the Rules of Civil Procedure. So 30 days for you to file your appeal and post your bond before collection activity can begin. And that's about to, you know, and that's about to run out on March 7th. File your briefing. And then again, it's a leap year. That's why February 29th is the date that E. Jean Carroll gets. And then Donald Trump gets the March 2nd date. And then after that, let's just say Judge Lewis Kaplan rules. What do you think? He'll rule on Sunday the 3rd, maybe. It may be more like Monday the 4th, you know, he may rule. And then Donald Trump could then potentially try to seek some emergency relief before the Second Circuit Court of Appeal, which oversees New York, for an emergency administrative stay. But it's doubtful that they're going to grant any leniency there at all, because the process is you appeal it, you post a bond while you appeal it. That's the purpose of posting the bond right there.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend that you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at that perfect temperature all night long. Now, using silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at that perfect temperature all night so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than the bed sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code Midas at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas and use the code Midas to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Midas to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this.
Just so you remember, here was the filing by Donald Trump's lawyers that they made on the 23rd. So this is what they filed on Friday. So as the judge said, like, you waited like 25 days before even asking for this relief. So, you know, why wouldn't you file this motion if this is what you wanted 2 days after, you know, the judgment? File it then. Now you're bringing it 25 days after the verdict against you. And here's what Trump is. Horrible lawyers with Alina. I mean, they don't know that. They don't know the rules of civil procedure. They would have lost anyway. But by filing it late, it gives Judge Lewis Kaplan the ability to go, now you're bringing this to me? You should have brought it the day after the verdict against Donald Trump for $83.3 million in the defamation case. This is what Alina Habba filed. Memorandum of law in support of motion to stay execution of the judgment, pending disposition of the post-trial motions, pursuant to Rule 62 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure and this court's equitable authority. Defendant Donald Trump requests that this court grant an unsecured stay of the execution of the court's February 8, 2024 judgment until 30 days after the resolution of Trump's post-trial motions under Rules 50 and 59 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, which will be filed no later than March 7, 2024. In the alternative, Trump requests that this court grant a partially secured stay. In other words, lessen the money. We don't have $83.3 million, or we don't want to post the full $83.3 million. So now Judge Kaplan has set this on a briefing schedule. The briefing's going to come right up to that March 7th deadline. And then I think, boom, E. Jean Carroll, the moment that happens, is going to start collection efforts and go right into Donald Trump's bank account. And just so y'all see that Alina Habba just lies about everything, the biggest tell that Trump doesn't have the cash or is unwilling to post the cash is when Alina Habba says he does and that he's going to do that. Here was Alina Habba saying just that. Play this clip.
So Judge Engoron says that he wants this $350 million within 30 days. Now, I know that you're planning on appealing this, but you've still got to put up the full amount pending that appeal. Does Donald Trump have that kind of money sitting around?
Yes. I mean, he does. Of course he has money. You know, he's a billionaire. We know that.
And so you see Donald Trump had a similar scheme in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case where he tried to avoid posting a bond there. And he tried to hold up that and delay that. And then Justice Arthur Engoron said no. And then same thing here in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. You know, the judge is going to let the briefing take place. And then ultimately, I'm very confident, will reject Donald Trump's request for a unsecured stay. I'm looking forward to the briefing by E. Jean Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan. That should be a fun brief to read together. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together. Have a great one.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.